Hey, about 1 hour from now, we will be rolling the dice for Dare Dice. And you're like, but wait a minute. Pork Chop's not here today. He's on a special assignment. It's okay. We got intern Chloe.
Yeah, apparently this is the new rule, how it goes. Intern if someone's Chloe. Gone, Chloe Money steps up and rolls for that person.
Are you ready to roll another one?
Oh, gosh.
It's fine this time.
Do you feel pressure because Mackenzie's here? If you roll a six for Pork Chop, you're like, wait a minute.
I would feel very bad if I rolled a six after rolling two ones.
All right. Well, that's all coming up here within the hour here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Bosses revealed the emails you should never keep in your work inbox. Ladies, are you listening?
Okay.
Including online shopping orders. Who does this? Researchers surveyed about 300 bosses and found 44% of them admitted they had caught employees with unacceptable messages. Inappropriate images topped the list of unacceptable messages with 72%. Now, see, that would be like Pork Chop, right?
Like I don't think he does that on his work email.
I hope not. They were followed by talking negatively about colleagues.
In your work email?
Who does it in email?
See, I always just are under the assumption everyone's always looking through. Like, they have access to all your emails at work. So
of course they do.
So if you're dumb, why would you put that stuff in your work email?
No, I agree. They were followed by talking negatively. And then job applications to outside employers. Once again, yeah, you're applying for another job. You're doing it from your work email. You're an idiot. If I was an employer, I'd be like, I'm not hiring Mackenzie. Is she stupid? Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if I was an employer, I'd be like, does she realize, like, her company can see this? And what is she going to do at our place?
Right.
Like, wouldn't
she
just look down on a candidate if they did that?
Yes.
I would.
You would think so.
And Mackenzie?
But actually, it's interesting because work brings work. And it is easier to get a job when you have a job. Just throwing that out there.
Well, maybe you could put your job title on your personal email.
Yeah, exactly. You want to stick to the personal one.
And tone it down a little bit. Enough of the flirty emails, okay? No more flirty emails to fellow colleagues.
I had a gentleman that would always flirt with me like crazy.
Now, what did he do to flirt?
I mean, he was just very flirty. And I didn't even know him. He was in a different market. But mm-hmm. I was like, I'm shocked he's doing this via work email because everyone can always see this. Or I could like snapshot these if I wanted.
Was it Pork Chop?
No.
All right, I got your Halloween costume picked out. I know you're talking about it.
Yes, we need to decide.
All right, well, here's yours. Popeye's chicken sandwich has now turned into a sexy Halloween costume, the sold-out chicken sandwich costume.
Of course.
Yeah, it references a sandwich that was sold out pretty hard to find this past summer. The bottom part of the costume features the word sold out. The costume is currently selling for $80. It's a lot of money.
Dang.
It's a lot of chicken sandwiches.
I get those cool like brochures or like online. You see all those fun outfits, but they get so spendy. I guess if you have a big party, that's I get it. But otherwise,
No, thank you. Okay, I saw this. I just thought it was interesting, but I also wanted to bring it up because I wondered if anybody on the show had ever played the game. Anybody ever play Clue?
Yeah. And they're making that. I think that movie is getting a reboot because they made Clue the movie and then they're going to reboot it. Yeah.
Okay. The Clue Mansion is getting a makeover for its 70th anniversary. Hasbro will replace the hall within the game's, I guess, like house with the bathroom.
Interesting.
So Mackenzie did it in the bathroom with the pipe or something like that. It'll be released in December. It's the first time the mansion has been renovated since Clue's release in 1949. So it's apparently in the Clue world's a big deal.
Wow. I mean, that's something that has like an underground following.
I never played Clue. We should do a round of Clue. Have you played Liv?
I haven't, but I think that's like the Mr. Mustard Steed with like
yes,
the candlestick.
The wrench in the parlor.
I think we had it. But, like, we never played it. We just played around with, like, all of the cool
the pieces.
Or else we didn't play it right. Like, when we were little,
probably.
My sisters, we probably just played, like, the same thing. We went in a room with the thing.
I didn't do it right either. Okay, this is so cool, and it all comes down to the name and the right place at the right time. A guy in Minnesota was running a 10-mile race earlier this month when he had a heart attack. He had on his bib a number, but instead of a name like Joe or something, it said Jesus Saved. So he's just trying to get that message out there written on his race bib. Well, guess what? He was saved by a registered nurse whose name was Jesus.
Stop.
Swear to you, Jesus is running behind
him. Was it Jesus?
Yes, but spelled J-E-S-U-S.
Yes.
So Jesus, the man, saved him.
That is so cool. And I kid you not, sometimes, because I'm a huge believer, if you're awake, you see little signs along the way that I all the time do. And I was like needing a little pick-me-up, but I literally went by like a huge, huge semi that said Jesus on it. I was like,
Take the wheel.
Take
it from my
head. No, but seriously, if you're awake, you can see signs like that all the time.
Okay. Well, I see a sign right here, and that's never to run 10 miles. That's my sign taken from that story. Major League Baseball World Series game number one tonight. The Nationals taking on the Astros. It's going to be really exciting. And that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandmackenzie.com. All right, Song of the Day is coming up next, but you may not know any of the songs. Very interesting category today. It is going to be best songs that you don't know about, so you might end up loving one of these songs.
Maybe you want some new music. You're going to get some coming up.